communication is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You will not know how I feel if I don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not know I think you're dismissive if I don't tell you.
It's really you,
I can't read. God did not give me superpowers. Not yet.
This is what I've been telling you. Anywho, let's get started. Welcome, guys. You're now locked into another episode of The Center Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mila and Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Yes, bienvenidos, everybody. I hope everyone's blessed. Tiwa, how far?
Welcome.
You alright?
Alright, yeah. How's your mom?
You want that song banged in Brentford?
In Brentford? Oh, this was what we banged at. It was the year before you came. This song, on the road. You all right, yeah?
I think I was there that year.
Everywhere we went, speakers, you all right, yeah? long day, yeah.
You want food, yeah?
Come to the hood, yeah.
Is there a song that you can say was pinnacle for you, like your growing up?
I wouldn't say pinnacle is the word, but I have songs that take me part to a certain part of my life.
Okay, give me one song and give me where it takes you to your life.
Oh, what song can I give? The one we just gave takes me back to Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name, but there's a Portuguese song, but it takes me back to Cape Verde.
Portuguese song?
Yeah.
Do you know how the tune goes?
No, not exactly.
What bit does it take you back to?
I think either at the... I heard it at Carnival, but I also heard it at the hotel as well. Like, you see how we used to just chill on the thing? Mm. I heard it at the resort. So I heard it at the Carnival they played as well.
Okay.
Robocop definitely take me back to you, Finn.
Robocop.
There's a particular song I was singing when I came back from Gran Canary.
The Spanish one. Yeah.
You know what I took?
Yeah,
that song?
Yeah.
The French one, Imi, I can't remember where it takes me to, but that takes me to a park. I don't know. I can't remember, but that one plays a role as well. And then there's a few gospel Yoruba Christian songs that take me part to being in Land of Manan and stuff like that.
I don't know.
But yeah. How about you?
Let's think. There's a song called Lolita. It's a Cape Verdean song. Lolita, takes me back to my childhood because I sing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, I sing that all the time. What else is there? One song that just takes me back to this memory is Nines, Gone Till November. It just takes me to the time where I was in a car with my auntie and my cousins, and my cousin played this song, and I'm like, who's this? And you sing this song.
That's how you got introduced to him.
And that's that day. This was years ago.
Mm.
And that day I said, whoever Nina the Nina is, yeah? That's my guy. But obviously it takes me back to that time because obviously growing up in it, like now, as we're all adults, me, the relationship I used to have with my cousins, now that I have now, is different.
Yeah.
We've grown apart. My family's full of antisocial people to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. So obviously everyone's doing their thing. So meeting up, we don't really meet up. So it's nice to have
that memory. And
I remember that same car that we had before we got into the car, them two, they were fighting for the front seat. Fighting for the front seat. And then, one of them must have been angry. And I think the song came on and everyone's just vibing to the song.
No.
So that reminds me of that.
No, because I was going to say, speaking of that, my cousin came over and we were just talking. It was just like, remember when we, like, obviously when I lived in Nigeria when I was younger, when they took light out, this was like the space of the living room of where we would sit.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like Timmy and Tussin, girl Tussin, tick for tack, they were always fighting, got a belt going back and forth. I'll be sitting with Tundu, and then you had Tori and Cheryl, and just bring the keyboard, and it's just with no lights. And I was telling someone, the little ones, like, you will never get to experience that.
Like, growing up,
you would never get to.
My cousins, Carolina, were like, we literally grew up attached to each other.
Yeah, same.
Sleeping over, parents are going out,
because at the time.
Together.
Yeah, because at the time it was like with my cousin's side, it was more, they had two girls, one boy. My side, we had two girls. So we just used to all just come together. Mm. And it was like, we didn't care for anything in the world. We appreciated like the look, like the space we were in. Like we didn't even talk to him. I was like, your new house back home is absolutely beautiful, but it's not the same. I don't have any memory here. Yeah, like I love the fact that you love growing, you know, but even like, I want to just go back and visit. No, like even they had two rooms. One bedroom had two bunk beds. Mm-hmm. You had one, you had a bunk, two single bunk bed, and then you had a single and a double. Mm-hmm. And we used to all sleep in that one room. So it'd be me, someone else, someone on top, someone on that side, someone else. We squashed up it, and it was just like, because of that, we had no choice but to be mad cool. So it was that kind of thing. So I was just like,
no, honestly, but this is what I'm so like here to making sure that, especially when I have my children, that they know their cousins. Do you get?
Yeah.
Like I'm like when I told you. When the time comes and I'm blessing my children, I want you to have
a good relationship.
The closest relationship. Yeah. Like, this is not, these are your brothers and sisters. The extended part of brothers, because I'm not going to give you 5, 6 siblings, so we have to find the siblings somewhere else. And this is, and it's like, I want to have the relationship with, I don't know. Because I'm thinking it's going to come to a point where we're going to be the adults of that, the adults of the family.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to be planning dinners.
We're going to come to a point where people obviously going to get to a point our parents get old and die, or they're just old.
They're just old.
So we're going to be part of planning dinners, planning Easter dinners, Christmas dinners, planning together, barbecues.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's like, I've never seen my cousins, you know, barbecues.
I was going
to... We've got to come together.
But I was even thinking, I was like, as I got older, I was like, just because, even like family or not, because you know, as you get older, you get to choose your family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even just that in the perspective of, it's just all come together, seeing that is one of the things I said, we're going to have a date in the month where we're going to do family dinner every day.
So yeah.
I can't say weekly because things happen, but if we set a set once a month, and even if it's not just us as a family, but we bring in the external, even if we're not cooking, but we're going out for dinner this time, but we're going to do something once a month as a collective and try and do it. And just that kind of vibe and just keep that going. Because I was even, I don't know what made me think about recently. I was like, I'm not going to introduce all of you to my cousin because that's just long. But if you come across it, I'm like, oh, that's your second cousin, that kind of vibe. But it's like, but you need to know your intimate cousin, like your, I don't, second cousins, you still know them because I'm quite cool with a lot of my cousins. Like, we're really close. So it's like one of them things, you have no choice but to know them. But if it's a thing where we also live where we live, you know of them, but you won't get to have the experience I did.
Yeah.
But if you're in the country where your cousin is there, you want to go sleep with her, go please.
No, facts. Like, go, having please. Those moments at your nan's house and sleeping over, everyone's sleeping on the floor.
Yeah. Bring out the mats. Yeah. It's just, it's
I'm
nice.
I'm a big family person. So it's like, nice. I like to just be around family to this day. Like, I would, if my mum is trying to go out, like, let's go out. Like, I'm there. Big age, 25, I'm still there running around.
There's no such thing as age when it comes to family.
My mum, my dad, and my, like, I just love in it. And then it's like, and it's in life, it takes a village. I always said it takes a village. And with me, I'm going to use that village and I'm going to be part of a village.
You might. That's what they're there for. Like, it does. And there's no such thing as age when it comes to family. Like,
no,
well, there's
no. No. But sometimes people be like, oh, I'm not gonna go away.
Stop that. Like,
I'm always here for it.
I was watching something recently and he said, give flowers where flowers is needed, don't give it too late. So your family's your flowers, give them the flowers of your presence. That's your presence to them is your flowers, you give them your flowers. Don't give it to them where it's too late. That kind of perspective. So I was like, yeah.
When they can still smell them.
Yeah. So it's that kind of thing where you being there is your flowers to them. They just want you to be, even if you come, you know, one of them ones where you'd be like, oh, I don't want to go. And you go and you're in the mood. Before you know it, you're there. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Put these on.
What?
They keep sliding at my face. I don't think I've got the nose for certain glasses. Are they sliding down?
No.
Let me show you. I don't think I've got the nose for certain glasses.
Sure. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Fill it.
It's the Burberry, isn't it? It's going to get worn, isn't it?
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah, we're really going to be the adults. Yeah. We're really going to have to start making
Even then, I think of like
arranging dinners. I'm gonna be the one to cook. What?
Like, no, I'm gonna be.
I'm a mother's child. Like, I was seeing, and like, I was just read. Like, when you read into it, doesn't it really sicken you how much you are like your mother to a certain extent? Like the things you say, and sometimes the way you act. Well, it's me. Like me,
I would say,
I'll see myself catching out and talking to Christina like my mom. Like,
and then
obviously when I'm cleaning, and then it's just a mess. I'm there complaining, like my mom complains.
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually makes me feel sick because you want to be the one to break generational curses.
You've taken that trait. You said, "Yeah, I'm taking this on." Thanks, mom. I'm taking this on.
Feel sick.
Yeah. You've taken that trait.
I'm supposed to be breaking curses, not continuing them.
Yeah.
Oh, but what was I saying for? But yeah, like I'm really gonna have to be the one to cook dinners.
Oh, what I'm saying is, I'll provide the house. I'll give everyone the. You bring the rice, you bring the chicken, you bring this, you bring that. I will have stuff still, but it'll be the basic that will, just in case you forget something. Mm. I'll have the ingredient for you if you forget it. But even then, I was like, if it's a thing where, by God's grace, we can all, let's all just come together. We'll all do like the big cookout. Let's all cook it there. Yeah. Let's chill. And we do it like a weekend thing. Everyone bring your mats, sleep over. Let's have a good vibe. But with the way generation's moving, then man, it's phone, they don't want to socialize, they don't want to do nothing. And it got me thinking, I was like, I don't think I want to expose my kids to anything internet or social media based till 4, 5, 6. Like, it's easier said than done. Just in terms of like the cartoons, the things.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? That is very, like, you can say it out of.
No, that's why I said it's easier said than done.
It's a balance.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's a thing where I can't derive your stuff, because you watching some cartoons actually learning for you. Mm. So it's a thing where we will have a time frame of no more than 2 hours a day, or you pick your days Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every other day you're not watching TV, that kind of thing.
Like,
you have to find different ways to entertain. You have to find different ways to entertain, and it's just more of, I just want you to be in the presence of what you're doing and learn to be in the presence. If I have to, even if I'm tired and come back from work and you know you're not allowed to watch TV and you want to go to the park, I will drag myself out just for us to go sit there and just be like, because I'm going to sit there like this, go and enjoy yourself. I'm still not playing with you, but I know you're just out there, you're doing, and sometimes kids don't want to be entertained. They just want to be let free.
So the one way to find that.
They just want to be let free. Based on what I'm experienced for, they just want to let free.
I'm saying
for the younger lot, as they get older, cool, but for the younger lot.
The time will come and that tiredness, one day you'll be like, you know what, just today. But.
And that's why I have the husband.
Bruv, you see your husband actually made, like I say, if you're a kid, yeah, like the first maybe few years, cool, the mum's very heavy involved. But by the time the child's able to walk
and do stuff,
husband, you want to go to the park? Husband's taken. Yeah. You want to go swimming?
I've done my job.
Mama's taken. 100%.
I've done my job.
You
want
to go, like, any activity?
Go ask your father. Yeah, you get to that point, you don't even ask me anymore. Mom told me to come ask you. Can we go, please?
Yeah, my sister is like, when it comes to like taking her swimming or taking her to the park, my dad's there. When you go to the beach,
yeah,
who sacrifices the time? My mom's there catching the time. My dad's down at the beach doing sandcastles. Yeah. And
that's what they're made for. They're made for swimming pool.
My dad's gone. My sister's mom's there. She's had her time.
She's had
to really take care of her.
Yeah.
Now when it comes to these small little things, the baby
nice
father.
Time, man.
The husband, too.
But we'll see when that time comes. We'll see how it goes. You can only pray for that it goes well.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
But yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, inshallah. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
What's one thing that can cause you to get kidnapped?
Cause me to get kidnapped.
Yeah, like you see how they say if a guy comes to a kid, but I've got sweets, come with me.
Oh, okay.
I've got a puppy. Do you want to come see the puppy? What's one thing someone can come to you or say to you
at this age or my younger age?
Not at this age, that can have you go, just go and what? Literally.
That's
risk
a real good question. What's one thing that can have me kidnapped at this age? I don't think there is. You know, like I'm trying to think. Like, what can you? I'm not a big food person.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment is only for a certain period of time.
Mm.
I don't like to socialize like that. Unless you're trying to give me a meal and it's in your car.
then a million pounds.
It's in my boots of my car, then
come with me,
bitch. But unless you're trying to show me, if you're telling me, okay, as I'm older than that, it's the thing where I'm doing a raffle for a house. I don't have the video yet. I could come show. If you meet me, let's go see the house. Bye bye. That's the only thing. But I don't think there's like any like materialistic or any like small
thing.
Just
a general, thing that you
have.
Like,
money, a house, because those are expensive. So I'm following you wherever you're telling me to go. Inflation, you catch me at money and the house. The money's in the boot of my car. I'm there.
The next time someone asks you about a house or money in the boot of your car, don't go.
But that's about it. How about you?
Mine is old people. Let me tell you a story. Because I have a soft spot for old people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those who look a little bit on the frail side. Like I have a small soft. If I'm driving and I see an old person struggling, I'm asking, do you want to ride?
Yeah.
Like, the other day, remember I did it in Spain?
No, we asked to go. I said, ask if she wants to lift and stuff.
The other day, I was coming. I said the other day.
Like, yeah.
But I was driving. I think I was in Hackney, and then there was this older lady, like she was crossing the road. No, this older guy, but he was stumbling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, didn't look.
You know, he had Parkinson's, he was shaking and stuff, but he was very, very slow. And I pulled up, I said, like,
do you need help?
Do you want me to drop you? Like, where are you going? Do you want me to drop you? He's like, no, I'm fine. I said, are you sure? Like, I can quickly drop you to where you need to go to. He said, no, it's fine. So I have a soft spot for old people. Innit? I work with a lot of old people, and then some of them are just, they have so much stories to tell. They just treat you so kind. Like, I just love innit. So there was this lady, she wasn't old, but I would say she might be 70, innit?
Okay.
She wasn't too old. She was still quite active, innit? But she was this older white lady. And I was going to see a patient, I had my uniform on, and she's like, oh, what, are you a nurse? I was like, yeah, I'm a nurse. And she's like, oh, I've got this box outside my house of incontinence pads, and I don't know what to do. Do you want me to give it to you? And I'm thinking, I'm not about to follow this lady to her house for some of the incontinence. But I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Because she just looks so innocent. Looked like she just genuinely wants to give me incontinence pads. Yeah. So I was like, okay, sure. So yes, it's outside my house, in my flat. Come with me. Can you come with me to my flat? And I'm thinking,
to your flat? It's not even a house.
Milan,
it's a flat.
I don't think you should be going. But I said, yeah, sure. So I'm there just walking behind it. Obviously, I'm
how far
I'm
was it?
You know, just
around like, the corner.
She had literally just left the house.
Okay.
And it's like, cool. I'm vigilant and whatnot. And then when we got there, the packet, the box wasn't even outside the house anymore. She's like, oh, someone must have taken it. I said, yeah, you take it. There was never a box to begin with.
At least you didn't tell you to come inside the house. But like, oh, no, it's in the side of the house.
Nothing, there probably was. No, can you? And I would have gone inside the house.
Like, okay, it's too heavy for me to carry. Okay, let me come help you carry it. All of a sudden, there's someone there for you. All of a sudden, there's someone there for you. Can you imagine?
I was like, no, but it's like, obviously in that situation, cool, she was just genuine, there was nothing happening then, but the fact that I still went with her, when you know this day and age, a lot of things people come to you as a ploy for, it's for trafficking.
When these
women come and act like they need help, and they're come, can you come help me more time, is, you know, you have to be even
vigilant.
80% of the time it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, like, I would be safe for the 20%. Then you get, so it's like, cool, she was nice there, but she could have just been a ploy for me to go follow her to the flat, and then someone puts me in the back of a van and I'm gone. But I've always screamed, I can't lie, God forbid, but if I'm ever to get taken, I am fighting every second. I said this to Ben. I said to her, they will have to drug me up the whole time.
Yeah, you said it to me.
Because I'm fighting. Every time I'm awake, I'm fighting something. They'll have to keep me if they want to keep me there. I'm fighting every second. I'm all like, boom, fighting. Probably should have to keep me drowsy the whole
you're
time.
You're not going to make it easy for them. Be like, what?
Why would what? I make it easy?
First of all, why are you kidnapping?
Why
are you? You know my mom is not giving you nothing. I tell you now, we'll be here for years if you're expecting money.
You want me to do human? You want me to traffic me? I will not do it.
At this point, I'll probably go chill.
You have to kill me. Because it's not happening. But yeah, that's old people. Someone could use that and have me kidnapped.
Let's start fixing up, mate.
No, I need to be vigilant. But I'm more time I am vigilant. I'm very vigilant when I'm
with old people. It depends. Like I have like this older lady in their mind. When I used to work at Waterfront, and I used to leave so early, and I had my car. She just used to be at the bus stop as well. And then there's something in me that day just like, would you like a lift and where are you going? She was like, oh, I'm going Woolwich. I was like, that's perfect. I'm working in Woolwich. I can drop you there. Dropped it there and become a thing. That time of the period, I was working quite frequently at that centre. So I'd go every morning and we'd just see each other and come, good morning. And then she'd get in the car. I'll have my gospel and then she'd be singing and she'd pray for me and everything. And then it got to a point where she was like, I'm going to pay for your petrol. And I was like, nah. I didn't take the money off her. Nah. So I dropped her in Woolwich, come out the car. She left £30 on my chair.
Oh, bless her.
She left £30 on my chair. And I was like, oh.
How can you not love them?
Like, nah, she was proper, like, she was proper nice. And then there was a period of time where I know where she, like, I don't know her house, but I know where she lives. Like, she's, like, somewhat of a neighbour to me. And I didn't see her for a while. And then I seen her. And then I was in the going somewhere with my mom got in the car and I saw that bus stop talking to her. My mom was thinking, where do you know this woman from? So I was just having a conversation. I was like, oh my God, where have you been? She's like, how? She had a hip surgery. And she was going through a lot. She lost her partner. She had to go back home. Her son's not doing well. Just, I was like, all I can do is I pray that it all gets better. So I've missed our car journey. I was like, no. And she was like, I'm not working anymore. I'm retired. She's like, anytime you see me, so I said to her, where are you going now? She's like, I'm just going for a walk. I need the limited amount of movement, but I still have to maintain a certain amount of walk a day and get certain minutes in a day. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I hear it. She was good people. Cause I offered her a ride, but as a bad man, I was going, I saw like, cause it's early morning and then buses be like 40 minutes. I left my house at like 5:45. So I picked her up at like, I didn't pick her up, but she was at the bus stop at 5:50. Kind of had the thing. She wasn't going to the bus stop to wait for me because she didn't know if I was working or not. She was genuinely going to get a bus. So I would just be like, okay, cool. I'd be like, oh, you getting in? She's like, yeah. And then we're driving and then we saw like this guy for the first time. Usually there was no one else at the bus stop. As we drive, we saw some guy and we just looked at each other. We just started laughing because he was like one of them, like, constructor worker kind of thing. He looked like it was already high early morning. And I said, I can't offer you a lift. Like, I genuinely can't, like, but it was a thing where every time I drove that early and I saw people at the bus stop and I asked if you're going Woolwich, I genuinely don't mind. Like, I'm not going out my way as well and it doesn't cost me anything. So I'd be like, yeah, get in the car and let's go. And it was that kind of vibe. But yeah, that's my only soft spot for people, bro. I don't really get a soft spot for people.
That's what I'm saying. That can get collected quick.
But,
you know, I was thinking, I'm going this one. I was like, Milan. Are you really about to follow this lady to her house? Like, you don't know her. Whether she looks innocent or not, you don't know.
Yeah.
That was a very poor decision of mine.
Very. And you're one of them people that would tell kids, don't follow strangers. Because if Christina come on to tell you that story, be like what business you have following her?
Sometimes when I say bye to people, I said, make sure you look both ways before you cross the street and don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
That's what I say to people.
Yeah, yeah. And then look at you. You didn't just look both ways, you followed the strangers as well.
I looked both ways across the street.
And then followed the strangers.
So the last riddle that I had to find and say.
Yeah.
Was. Espera, por favor. What kind.
No.
What can you hold in your left hand and not in your right hand?
My guess was wrong. What is it?
What was yours?
Said something about elbow.
Yeah. The one I said, it said, what can you hold in your right hand that you can't hold in your left hand? Mm-hmm. The other one said your left hand.
Oh, but your elbow. That's the one that, because my kids gave me them one. Yeah, that's why I said right. Elbow.
So, what can you hold on your right hand that you can't hold in your left hand is your left hand or your left elbow.
Yeah.
So you can hold it.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Can you lick it over?
No.
I can.
You can?
No, I can't.
Can you lick the top of your nose?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I can touch mine.
You see how you have this little string here?
Yeah.
And mine is really at the front. No.
Oh.
I can't lift my tongue up too high.
Oh, I can touch like just the tip of mine. I can tell just the tip right here. Yeah, yours don't go far. But
yeah, so that was a riddle last week.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. I had a fun fact that was... Fun fact. We learned this when we went to Bali.
Oh, I know you're about to go.
By the elephants.
Oh, no, not the one. Not the one you're going to go.
By the elephants?
Yeah.
How long is an elephant usually pregnant for?
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, an elephant's pregnancy lasts for two years, up to 2 years. The Asian elephant in capacity is shorter than an African elephant, but on average, up to about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 2 years
of carrying.
Oh. And a mouse is pregnant for like 16 days.
Just
that's why there's so many of them. I don't know, something like that. But yeah.
But it's still within days.
Yeah, less than a month. Imagine being pregnant for just a month. I wouldn't want that,
you know. Because it's 50-50, because it's a month.
A month and then 2 years.
I'll take a month any day. I'll take a month any day. Let me try and justify anything.
If women was only pregnant for a month, the amount of pregnancy after pregnancy.
Boy. Even you're having like 30 kids.
100%.
12 a month. 12 a year, sorry.
100%. I can't lie. I feel like after a few, when I don't know if she came from church, but she was walking with four boys, all looking like they were months away apart from each other. I don't know. I don't know if she came from church today or she was just a pedestrian.
Yeah.
But she was literally walking with four boys, all within the same age. Yeah, I'm like, oh, sister. God bless you.
You did your thing there.
God bless you. And then to have four children of the same gender, no matter what gender, like, that's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having a mixture helps a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Have somewhat of a balance. Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, so.
My reader for this episode is.
That's my fun fact.
My reader for this episode is, what sound like a sneeze and is made out of leather?
That one said it's raining. It's not that.
Look at my feet.
What is it?
What sounds like a sneeze but is made out of leather?
A jacket.
No. I see what you did there. It's something along the line, but no. Go again. You might be close.
That's a good one.
It is. You're along the right line.
It's made out of leather.
Yeah.
Is it like clothes?
No.
A wallet?
No.
Oh no. A couch?
No. I don't want to give it away, but it's easy. It's not a clothing material that you put on, but you can wear it.
Leather?
Yeah. Beep it up.
Nice.
Wait, yeah, that one.
Nice. Cool, that's a nice riddle.
Just going back off what we were speaking in terms of music wise, I was thinking, do a music take you to a particular person rather than a
song take me to a particular person?
Yeah, rather than it be a memory.
So when I listen, there's an artist called Reyelder. Is Angolan, and there's a certain song takes me to my stepdad because he used to listen to it all the time.
Okay.
But like, let's see if it's any, like, just any. Oh, I don't know. I feel like there is, but
what song?
I'm sure there's a song that just takes me to the person.
Doesn't have to be like, I'm not talking about any, I'm talking like even friends in general.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm thinking. What about you? What do you
have? There's a particular song that takes me to, who is it? There's one that takes me to you, which was first proper holiday together in Cape Verde, when you were in my bed. Every time I hear that, I remember that.
Hello?
Yeah, that one. Booger, because that's our most recent one.
Yeah.
There's the French song that takes me to Vanessa.
What, the...
Not Vanessa, Kenesha, sorry. No, the... You know what I'm talking about. takes me to Kenesha because it's just too. Yeah, that one takes me to Kenesha because Kenesha would get up and dance. That one takes me to her.
Yeah, 100%.
That one takes me to Kenesha. Sneakboat takes me to you.
Talking the hardest. What takes me to?
There's one that takes me to Tomo and Timmy as well. Yeah, there's a few songs. So yeah, I was just
really has there ever been a song that's taken you to a love interest?
No.
No?
No. No, no, nothing makes me to no. No. No, no, no. No, let me actually be realistic and think about it. No. No, there's actually genuinely none. How about you? Yeah, there isn't.
Why is this going on?
Why can't I laugh?
I'm trying to think of a song that will take me to you.
Why can't I laugh?
What song takes me to you? Too?
You should have a few.
Yeah, there's a few, but I want to feel like if there's... I mean, if anything Tasha Combs takes me to you. Gracefully Broken takes me to you. Yeah. But what takes me to you? You know what? I thoroughly enjoyed went to Bali when we had a little music session. We were just there by the pool.
And we just sat with the little R&B.
It was just a calm vibe. Caesar, all of them, just chilling. There's the best part. If life was a movie, you'd be on my best part. Remember that song? How does it go?
Yeah, but I remember Wee's back.
It's Daniel and Caesar, I think. Not Caesar. Summer
Walker?
I think so.
I know what song you're talking about. We were just out there that singing. Song and then we played some Sam.
Is with her.
Oh, okay. Play some Sam Smith?
Reminds me of you. Ed Sheeran Perfect.
Reminds you of you. Oh, you're
that's
saying
what,
Jen.
That's what we were saying.
Oh, yeah. That one there.
So, you know, I love sad songs. I love this type of sad song.
It's just in a vibe. Yes. Just chilling, not every day. Are you violent with me? Easy. Why are you violent with me?
Well, you don't do very violent.
I do like 0.0.05% of it. I don't even do up to 1% of violent. It feels like you're shouting at me for no reason.
I have a couple of violent songs.
I don't think I even have one on my phone. Because I just feel like I'm being attacked.
I refuse to. No. But yeah, music is a beautiful thing.
It is. Would you call your other friends out on the red flags? Just because we had the conversation, we did a little therapy session. Okay, for those who don't know, quick backstory. We haven't recorded for a while because we've been away, just living life. Life caught up to us. We went to Bali. As you know, the episode will come out into that. And then on our way to Bali, we had like a...
This was the 11th. No, this was an 11th flight.
No, this was the first flight. This is the first flight.
Only 3 hours.
We're going from Heathrow to Turkey. And we just sat on there. And then I don't even know what brought up a conversation. We just started talking. I think we're trying to keep each other up for the 11-hour flight, for our longer flight. And we just started talking. And we had it heart to heart. And we called each other out on our red flags.
Do you remember the red flags?
I remember just one.
Of mine.
Of yours.
I remember the ones you gave me.
I remember one of the ones you gave me.
You gave me, I'm dismissive.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other ones.
I said you can be sometime nonchalant, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And I think I gave you one more, but I can't remember it. And then you gave me...
dismissive one is when you like, you told me I'm very dismissive.
No, yeah. I was like, yeah, you're very... it's not done on purpose, but she can come across very dismissive.
But you take it as dismissal and I just take it and let's move on.
Yeah. There's a difference. And this is why I said, call them on the red flag because that's the kind of communication.
Yeah, because I don't see...
Yeah, so that kind of thing. And then she called me out on mine as well, which were... I know one of them is main character syndrome. And I don't know how you put this in words, but it's more or less... before she even called me out on this, I figured I was doing it as well. It's more or less like putting her attribute, trying to put her attribute onto me in terms of like trying to, like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
They won't be able to understand, but
one of yours was You want main character.
Yeah, main character syndrome.
No, that's what the main character is.
Oh, yeah.
You have to make it about yourself.
Yeah, main character.
You have to make it.
If you understand the backstory of it, you would know why, like...
Like, the problem's got nothing to do with you, but you've made it about yourself.
No, it's not a problem like that, but...
I told you you can be nonchalant.
Yeah, I didn't think I could be, but
You just... And sometimes you just don't care for nothing.
Yeah, that one I agree with.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, it depends on what it is, and I have this I don't care attitude. And that, I feel like, I realised I built that when I was in uni, because before then I used to let a lot of things go up to me, and then as I got older, I was like, I genuinely don't care. And it's a bad thing, because there's a situation where I should care about it, and I'll just be there, like, I legit don't care.
I don't think I said that. I think there's something else.
But we've done the 4 hours thing. Apparently it has 5, and then we done the thing, and we just had the whole journey.
Oh,
and then,
out loud, like
we didn't care.
Towards the end, the woman was like, after towards the end, I was bantering with Tiwa in it, and I was like,
because we dropped things,
and I was just bantering with the lady next to me, and I was just saying, hey, I don't like Tiwa, and then the woman was like, you guys made so much progress in your therapy session.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, you guys been having therapy session,
and I'm like, yeah, but we wouldn't have.
Yeah, like, we've had it. It felt like it was long overdue. I don't even know what brought up the conversation, and we had it, and then it just got me to thinking, would you call out your friends on, because we call out guys on red flag and what we won't tolerate and what we go back to.
But you know what it is. I feel like I would call out the red flags with my friends if I know I spend a lot of time with them.
Okay.
Like, if you're one person that's my friend, but I don't spend too much time with you, one, I don't think I'll pick up on many of your red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I don't think the red flags I'll pick on are really going to affect me for my day to day. So with me and you, I've been around you and I am around you a lot.
Yeah.
That the red flag of you being main character bothers me sometimes. I'm going to call you out on it. Do you get or me being dismissive?
Yeah, I call you out on that a lot.
Can be tough, isn't it? Like, So it's like,
okay, yeah. Because like, I was thinking, because what is your like a red flag for a friendship that you won't tolerate? And like, because we have a lot of red flags for guys that it's like, oh yeah, no, you give me the ick, that kind of vibe. What's your friend?
But there's ick and there's red flags. I feel like. We as a generation, we brought up this idea of icks. You know, there's a lot of things that gives me icks.
No, there is.
But if I acted upon this ick, I would no one would be around
bro,
me.
Bro.
Like, it's something bro. Like you just see someone do it, you just throw up in your mouth.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it's like, it's not really that.
Have I ever given you the ick?
You give me the ick all the time. Let me see if I can think of one.
Go and think of one.
I say you all the time now. I can't even think of
one. This is how you know she's over exaggerating.
I can't think of one.
But yes.
If you go by X, I'd have no friends. Don't want to. You wouldn't even want to.
Let's go by red flag. Because X is not a thing with guys. When we say X, it's not a thing where we can't keep put up with it.
But some people. Well, it depends. Some X are just.
Yeah, some are just, but then at some point, some X has to come on the red flags.
So it's one of those things. A red flag in a friendship, I think for me, if you're overly needy, because I can't cater to your neediness.
Interesting.
In a sense of like, you have to do this. Let me do this. Man, I need you to do this. Like, I need this.
I thought I was needy, but I guess
no,
not.
No, you're not. You're not, because your neediness is... So your neediness.
Can you imagine?
The things that you need is just genuine. Like, you come to me when you genuine and stuff. It's not everything, every little thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what you need. But with me, I know I can't... Okay, I wouldn't say it's a red flag. Maybe it's a red flag on my half.
Okay, go on.
Because I
ooh, that's a good one.
Because I feel like... I'm not the type of person to I'm making myself sound really bad here.
Go on, you have to.
You see, when you have that friend that would do, but I have a friend that would do everything. Okay, scratch that.
No, say it.
I am that friend though. No. I am, for the right people, I am that friend.
No, but still say it. I want to know.
No, I'm saying, like, you see, you have that friend that you can go to for everything or anything that you need, and they'll be there for you. But I am that friend, just not to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to be special to me for me to be like, drop everything and come to you, which I feel like that's for everyone. That's what I'm saying. This is a bad example. Mm. This is a bad example.
What's the bad? Because I dropped everything for you yesterday to be out.
You did. And I appreciate you. You see, but you are different. You're there.
I've been dropping everything since Thursday. But yeah.
I got you. I appreciate you, Queen. But okay, a red flag in a friend.
When you do a red flag in a friend, then pick out your red flag for you. Like, you see how, like.
No, I agree with you. I'm dismissive.
No, so would you say that is one of the
I will say because I feel like. A lot of times it's not on my terms when a conversation's done.
Okay.
It's not on my terms when I can tell you to stop feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
Because I'm over it doesn't mean you are as well.
And we had a lot of conversation about that.
I understand it. Mm. You have your way of processing
and getting through things.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I might process it quicker does not mean that you're not allowed to process it the time that you're processing. I just have to come to understand day by day that maybe I just need to be a bit more patient and be like, okay, cool. You know, speak your truth. Like, speak your shit. If that's what you want to say, that's what you want to say. However, with that being said, if you're going to repeat yourself 6-7 times over the same thing, after the second time, I've left.
And yeah, that's fine. We had this discussion. You are out by the second, but for me, I have to say it 6-7 times for me to be out.
No, but then I'm out.
That's what I'm saying.
And I've heard you 2 times.
Yeah, but
like I've heard, like, and it's not like
to me. You heard the first word in the first one. You heard the second word. By the seventh time, you can repeat the sentence. So I know for a fact it went in the head. No, it didn't just go through and come out. By the seventh time, word for word, you will not even misword me. You will not misquote me. Sorry, and you wouldn't quote me word for word because that's how much I've said it.
I guarantee after the second time, I've stopped listening.
Mm-mm.
I've tapped out.
Yeah.
But yeah, a red flag in a friend. What would you do to me that would just make me stop being your friend?
You know, I thought about that recently as well. I don't know. I think it won't be little things. I don't know. I think the only thing that would cross my head was the day you decide to open up and I decide I'm not going to be there.
Or as in
yeah.
I find that I'll stop being your friend.
Yeah, I don't think you would stop, but I think there'll be a break in between. It won't be the same in the perspective.
So paint me the picture.
So in terms of,
I've said, okay, Tiwa, like,
we would, let's say it's like, it has to be a nighttime because you call me during the day, I'm like, you know what I'm like. Cool. But if you call me like past my bedtime and it's a thing where like, we need to talk, on a serious thing, well, I'd rather talk to you face to face. Are you available now? And I've said no.
But to be fair, it'll come to a point where you've just missed your chance.
Yeah, I hear it, but I feel like in that moment of time, yeah, at that time you might be like, you just missed your chance. Yeah, but that's a way of you dismissing what you actually.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. You see what I'm saying? You dismiss your own feelings and you're just I've tried, she wasn't there when I needed her.
Facts.
Even though you might not say it directly to me, I know still player is like, bro, she's been asking for me to do it. The one time I've done, facts. I said, let me go and do it. Facts.
And then
she wasn't trying to hear me out.
Again.
And it's a thing, you will never do it again. Never. And with that, and it's that, like, I don't think it will have a major impact in our friendship, but it would have somewhat of a impact in our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing I can think of.
I can't really think of a red flag too tough, because I feel like a lot of the red flags that come around, it's just childish ones, like if it's not to do with man, or I don't know, it depends. It's like maybe a friend that's just a toxic friend that's just always
one of my red flags is trouble. Not rescheduling things.
Surely that red flag isn't that red, because
I'm getting left for 2024. Don't play with me. So
stop. You're doing too much now. I think them toxic ones, the one that's just looking for trouble all the time. like unprovoked kind of trouble.
Fair enough. Let me throw the question back to you. What's one thing you think could break our friendship?
I don't think there is.
No,
I think there could be. I think maybe if you slept my husband. But like, I have to get, I have to really like think hard.
That one was a stretch.
That's how much I have to stretch it because I feel like, what can you do? I don't know, letting me down of some sorts. It's hard to say there's something you can do until it's done.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I can't.
But I hear where you're coming from, because in the perspective, it's like, I don't see anything being done.
That I can't communicate with you.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe it's me communicating with you and you're not then putting action to fix something that you can fix. I think that's what makes us break up. So let's break up.
Break up. It is break up.
My babe.
Exactly.
My sugar mommy. It's like, cool, there's something that's happened and I've come as an adult and I've communicated what you've done, and I said, until you've done this, you've done it several times, and I'm not with it. Like, it's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you've continued to do it.
Okay, so I haven't taken accountability for what you said. Yeah,
exactly. And then after a while, it's like, I'm a dismisser.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired.
But I don't think that would break.
I think it would. I think if I've come to you and I've told you this is where it is and you're still doing the same thing that I'm genuinely
up in. Okay, cool.
I'm going to be like,
reading too much.
What's the point?
Fair enough.
Because obviously I'm not going to come to you and be like, you've done something small. It will be something like, okay, you've done it and this is how I felt. Like, this is how I felt and I didn't like it. And I'd very much appreciate it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And it happens the second time. Then it happens the third time. And I can't lie to you.
After that, there's no point. Yeah.
I'm here for peace.
Fair enough.
I want peace always. Mm. Not problems.
Not problems.
Not problems.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Let me give you my red flags. My red flags are...
What is the friendship?
Friendship, yeah. My red flag are... So, depend on the friendship level.
People that get my friends that don't know how to control themselves when they drink alcohol.
That's your red flag. There you go. You're freaking away. That's your red flag.
Because I wouldn't say that's a big flag. That's an ick.
There we go. That's
and
a big.
You've never done it again, so you've learnt your lesson.
Not really.
Team Bois. It would shock
you. That would be the one that would break our friendship.
It would shock you. No, you know that I would. You know that I actually would. Because if Paris happens again, you get left in Paris and you hate me for it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't care less. And I tell you, and that's when I tell you what dismissive is. You come to me and like, how are you going
to
leave?
I wouldn't even come to you.
I'll be like, I don't give a shit.
I wouldn't even come to you.
I warned you the first time. You get one win and only.
I wouldn't even come to you.
The second time.
I'll come to you. I'll go about life. I'll go about my life. Because from the minute you're leaving me in a different country, I'm not coming to you.
From the stress I went the first time. I'm going to go for a part two? after you yourself already know what happened the first time.
I don't remember.
You're going to do it again?
I don't remember.
Am I a mug? Yeah? You get left. I don't give a shit if I don't talk to you anymore.
It'll be all over.
I'm letting you know for now. Tiwa, you know what? You fast out, it's fine. You fall off. You falling off is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You falling off. 4 to 6 hours before we have to go to our flight, that's where the problem is. I can get you home in the night out and leave you on the bed knowing that tomorrow we're not doing it.
It wasn't the perspective of the falling off, it was the perspective of
what happened,
the situation and then coming back that's almost dying.
Because you nearly killed me. So that's the problem. So
we've almost died too many times.
As icky as it would be, I'm gonna take care of you regardless.
Yeah.
Knowing that the next day we're cool.
Yeah.
But if it's
like, if it was like the K-Verd one, you didn't even take care of me, but I was I was fine the next day, but that kind of thing. But
we won't be friends, it is what it is. That goes on.
If we were it takes me back to like secondary school days, like year 10, year 11, like these two girls, really, really good friend. You see her. Same way they see me, they see you. The same way they see you, they see
you.
I'm not my sister's keeper today.
Especially you, they always ask, especially you, because I'm always late to stuff. Where's me late?
I don't know. You see for the game, I'll come back to my story. You see for the game, where after I called you and coach was like, where's Minute? I just went on the location feed. I said, she's parking up. She's running. As soon as I said she's running, you just see she's running through here. I said, she's parked. Coach said, how? I said, look, her location is right here. I said, right here. And he just, like, I was just like, yeah, but, yeah, so they're really good friends. So like in secondary school, you see her, you see them, they always go basketball. And then all of a sudden they just stop talking. No one knows what happened. At some point, we thought they were putting on the act like it has to be a joke, like someone's out here acting or something. So I was like, but they were dead ass not talking on the court. They wouldn't even pass to each other on the court. They would throw the ball and it was like that aggressive, if you catch it, you catch it. If it hits your head, I don't care. that aggressive.
That instead of passing, do this.
Yeah. See, so that kind of thing. And then it was a thing where I was like, all right, cool. So I called, I think it was Erika. I was like, we need to find out what happened. But it's a thing where no one's saying, no one's telling what happened. I was like, okay, cool. We don't know what happened. So we were like, let's pretend to fall out so they can, like, everyone could come amend and all do, because it caught us off guard. So it's like that kind of thing. So we tried to fix their relationship, but it didn't work and it is what it is. I was going to say, in that perspective, if we were to ever fall out, who do you think will try and fix the friendship?
I feel like my sister probably might do.
Yeah.
Brenda might do as well. I think a lot of people.
I feel like our parents will try as well.
A lot of people will try to bring us back together, like when husband and wife, they don't want marriage cancelled.
I feel like our parents will do that because that will take us. Because I was thinking, I was like, even if I haven't spoken to you for a while, your mom will still reach out to me. I chat to your mom if I chat to you most days. So it's that kind of thing where it's like, you're not going up. You haven't mentioned to you in months. Mm. You haven't said the name. Mm. What's happened? Mm. And it's a thing where, especially if it's one of them things where we falling out, and like we unfollowed each other and just remove each other's thing and just see. I don't think you ever get to that, but just remove each other's thing and we just deactivate this podcast and just go about our business. Yeah. Everyone. But like, I meant like genuinely try to fix it. Brenda, you're right. She would be like, this ain't happening. 100%. This ain't happening. Let's work it through because you best be a man because I don't see what else it would be.
I don't think I could fall out with you because of a man.
I don't think
like
so.
Like I said, unless you cheat on your
husband. I don't think so.
I don't think a man will ever come between us.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I feel like if it was, it would have been happened already by now.
Do you get it?
Because been in it, yeah.
It's more time. You find him attractive.
Sometimes you find him attractive.
And it's one time. All I can think is of.
Yeah, bro. I know what you're talking about.
And then he's come to you first. Yeah. And then you see me.
And then we're sat him in the wall.
You're drooling over the same guy. Yeah, that's tough.
Because you're in front, I'm on this side, doing all this, and then you're sitting on my leg.
And the thing is, we both know what's going on, and we're still there. Like, no one's actually. Sister wives.
Because at this point.
And then we left like nothing.
I don't think it'd be a guy.
But yeah, what you say, the red flag?
Red flag. So, depend on the friendship level. So, to a certain point, rescheduling is one for me. I can't elaborate on that, nor can I.
Just please.
Yeah.
You're digging yourself up.
Okay. Alright. It depends on the level of friendship, but I'd say communication.
I just thought of lack of communication.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that more so like a relationship. But yeah, lack of communication is huge.
No, but
in general,
communication is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You will not know how I feel if I don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You would not know. I think you're dismissive if I don't tell you. I can't read. God did not give me superpowers. Not yet.
This is what I've been telling you. This is what I've been telling you.
But yeah, lack of communication to a certain perspective.
You have a little bit of lack of communication.
I know I do. I do struggle with that. But mine comes, I was thinking about it recently as well. Like, this is why I asked you about, like, if you spot your own red flag. I think my own red flag is like, I overthink things in terms of, it's not expectations anymore. It's just, I realize that, like, I overthink things and what I feel like I should have had or I've been missing, and then I implement that into people. So within certain days or weeks, I just step back from everyone because then I'm now in my own head or in my own thing. So I'm just like, okay, cool. I don't want to do this for now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk. But it's not even a thing where you've done something.
You see what the best feeling is overthinking something for the wrong and is realizing you are so wrong.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And you're like,
I do that with a lot.
I overthought this for no reason.
No.
Like, and my mind went so left that everything was right.
No. I do that with a lot of communication stuff. Like, someone will say something, and my head starts spiraling. I come back, I was like, ah.
It was nothing. It was nothing. Like, I think the other day, I'm not too much of a big overthinker, but sometimes I do overthink.
Mm.
And I'm like, I overthought something. I was like, oh, what? This can't be happening. Then I put two and two together and I'm like,
it wasn't even that serious. It wasn't even that serious. It wasn't even that serious. But yeah, I said lack of communication, depending on the friendship level. I can't expect certain communication for you if I don't give you that kind of communication. So I couldn't, it's not that I can't expect it, I just wouldn't care less. But if you're like someone, I have, even though I joke and say that I have somewhat of a genuine, somewhat closed off circle to a certain point. Yeah. So like within my circle of like my good female friends that I have around me, lack of communication will be a big thing for me. And just because of that, especially if I feel like they've reached out that I haven't tried and I don't do it every month, but the month I remember, I would go around and do my communication and just check up on everyone, that kind of perspective. And I feel like that's why I do it, because I don't want it being done for me, because I find that's a red flag. So that would be my main two. But apart from that, I don't think anything else is like that.
Yeah. I think it's hard for me to think of a red flag. The friendships I have.
I could tell you one of your red flags.
What's on
your not like of you, but one for you would be someone misreading what you said.
And then attacking you. And then coming in your feelings saying, you said this. No, go read what I said.
I read what I read. And I said it back in the voice note.
Oh, Milene, what you said really upset me.
It did.
You're telling me that you don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, you did. That's what I read.
And all I said was, Tiwa, you know, do your, like, what?
And that's what I read. Communication is key.
And so is understanding. So shut up. So leave me alone. So is understanding. And that's when, instead of you jumping to the conclusion, like, I'm upset what you said, you asked for clarification. And what I have to do is, I just reply and said, read this again.
And I'll tell you what I said again.
That's your clarity.
And I'll tell you what I read again is this. But, yeah.
Nah. Identifying red flags is important.
Yeah, and I feel like we do it so much in relationship that we should be able to do in our friendship. Like, friendship is a form of relationship to a certain point.
It is.
Just remove the physical aspects of things. It is a relationship.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. 100%. But with that being said, please identify your red flags with your good friends. Sort it out.
Have a conversation.
Do a therapy session with your friends. Like, go in with questions you want to ask a certain person that you feel like you've been playing there and you can't ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Or go in with certain things that you feel like you've been wanting to say, but you haven't been able to say it.
And be open to hearing it. Be open.
Have an open space.
Be open to hearing it. I've been, whether I agree with what Tiwa says or not, I'm open to what she says.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Like, have an open space. She's not always going to agree to what I'm going to say. The whole point of the whole communication is, okay, state your own opinion, because you might give me a different perspective of where I have not seen it from. Mm-hmm. And it's the same goes, I state
or
my opinion.
Or just clarifies what you've been thinking already.
Yeah, and just, I will work on my lack of communication slowly but surely, but we are getting there. But it's a thing where have the communication, do a therapy session, go out for a meal, sit at the restaurant for 8 hours. They can't kick you out if you're buying the meal.
Take a
3 hours flight.
That's more than enough. All we needed was
3 hours, and we lasted the whole journey. We had people next to us enjoyed our therapy session. She was even telling us what she was hearing.
Yeah.
And we all laughed about it. And then she was like, "You guys, friendship is the funniest thing ever." Because we got up, acted like nothing happened, carried on with friendship, getting ready for the holiday to go ahead and enjoy ourselves.
100%.
And that's that. And it was very, very. I didn't know it was needed to happen.
And it just happened.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We didn't just sat.
Milene's therapy session time. It just happened. And when you have that kind of friendship, it takes time. It's my best friend for life, guys. Isn't it, Quinn? What, you couldn't just, you're not going to agree with me?
No, I appreciate you. Nice. Anyway, what have you seen in terms of our Lord and or any motivational thing this last since we last recorded?
But it's on my iPad. It's on my phone.
I mean, we can ask that question of yours about testimony of church, going to church. What's the question that you read?
Oh, so
you can use it to talk about that.
Yeah.
How did you come to thank God?
Like, I don't know. I feel like I had to figure out.
What's the actual? You said it to me.
It's we're born into church, so we have to go all the time. Oh no! Get your phone out, please.
It was on Insta, wasn't it?
Yeah, get your phone out. Just go into our pictures.
Our pictures on Insta.
Yeah, like go into our chat. Yeah, go.
Oh shit, you can do all of this.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'll go down the
hall. No, that's long. That's too long.
Damn.
That is too long.
You learned something new every single last day.
The one that said be good for Finn. Oh, I sent it to CCP email. I mean, DM as well. Don't tell me what to do. Let me see your phone, please.
I'm wasting my time. Where's your name? When I see my friend's boyfriend that always buys food for all of us cheating on her. Keep yourself quiet.
No, it's before that. Yeah, that one.
Okay. So it says, growing up in church and growing in a relationship with God are two completely different things. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree. Because I grew up in church, but then there was a period where I still knew God, but I didn't go to church. Then I had to go and then find my own relationship with God.
What stopped you from going to church?
So it wasn't anything where I just decided not to go to church. I started working a lot. So when I was doing my placement, I worked Monday to Friday placement. And placement, you don't get paid. So I had to make money, so I'd work Saturday, Sunday. So, and then I'll try and do the online thing, but I'd gone to work, come back home to do online. Halfway through, I'm sleeping, let's be realistic. It is quite hard to do. Like, it takes a lot of patience and dedication. And it ain't even about the sleeping part as well. Like, especially if you're home with everyone and you're doing things, it's just like little interruption there and there. And then I can't tell you when I realized I found my relationship with God, because there's no main point that sticks out per se, but I knew I had a relationship with God when I started seeing things fall into place and noticing it myself, rather than it be anything else. Like, I didn't notice it myself for a while. So that kind of thing. How about you?
Yeah, 100%. There's a difference. I say, obviously, the idea of growing up in church and growing in a relationship with God is the idea of religion versus faith, isn't it? I've always said I'm not a religious person. I am a woman of faith.
Okay.
Because religion to me is very political. You got all this politics about this, about that. So I said, obviously, I'm a woman of faith. I believe in God. And I use the Bible to lead me to God. I used the readings of the Bible, the life that Jesus lived as an example of what ought to be to have, you know, God's blessings in my life. So that's how I go about it. I used the church because I remember I was speaking to an older lady. I was taking care of one of my patients. And then she asked me, I was like, this is the time I hadn't been in church in a while. And then she was like, I said, yeah, like, I don't really belong to no congregation at the moment. Like, I'm watching the online sermons. God's at the center of everything that I do.
100%.
And then she's like, obviously, she gets it, but she's like, it's good to be around like-minded people, you know, people that you're just able to talk about something with, and you're able to just understand. And I understand that in different aspects of my life, because obviously I do nursing, and I can come to you about stories of nursing, but you're not going to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're not going to fully be able to have a conversation with me, but I have that safe haven with my mom. Like, I can go to my mom and then she's tell her 500 different stories, and not once did she look at me sideways. Instead, she's going to tell me a story that's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So it's like I have that with her. So it's that's what, obviously, the idea of the church. Initially, I stopped going politics as well.
Like,
it's not fun. Some churches is not fun to go to.
It's overwhelming.
And then I'm saying to myself, I don't need to have a relationship. I don't need to go to church to have a relationship with God, which to a certain extent is true. I don't feel like you need to go to church to have a relationship with God.
Yeah, yeah.
But church helps you in the journey of relationship with God. Like, it helps you be with people that will encourage you to continue having a relationship with God, and then will teach you the things that you just don't know. It's not the end all be all, I don't believe. I feel like whether I was at church or not, my relationship with God has been and still will grow. But it's just nice to be around people that I know are, you know, at that moment in time, we're all just there for the one thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I see it. So obviously growing up, my nan is a strong Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to church because of her.
Yeah.
I grew up Catholic. She would take me every Sunday, all the time. Obviously then I'd go with my mom and it was a routine. It became a routine. That's what I'm saying. This religion versus faith. Because it became a routine where every Sunday you're just going to church, you're just going to church, you're just going to church, you're going to church. And it's like, cool, the relationship God is there, but I'm still out here doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think my biggest turning point was, I can say, was when I first started uni, is when I said to myself, I'm like, you know what, I'm about to just do my thing. Just me and God, like, I'm about to go on this journey the way I want to do it, not the way people are telling me, not the way telling me, you have to do this, you have to go to church, you have to read that. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. And I'm learning every single day, and it is what it is. And I think that's the turning point where I really started settling my mind in, I'm having a relationship with God. I'm not just going to church.
Yeah.
And that is the difference. It's religion versus faith. And faith is a personal thing. Whereas religion is something a lot of the time you're forced into.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, a lot of people can say, yeah, they were forced into it, and then they'll go off.
And then can find their way back.
If they want, they'll find their own way. And I think when you build a personal relationship with God, you're less likely to feel like you're guilty, in a sense where everything that you're doing is you're never going to be forgiven. Like, you're not always anxious about something, you're not always worried about something, you understand that I walk with God, my burdens are taken care of. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can make mistakes and still be forgiven and loved. Like, if you go to church, they tell you, you can't do this because then you're going to get this. And it's like, it's not.
I'm walking by faith, not by sight.
It's not. So it's like, I know what I'm doing. I know the journey I'm on.
Yeah.
And it is between me and God.
Yeah, and this is why, like, as you get older, and this one thing my parents didn't do is, as I got older, especially when I turned 18 and stuff, and I started driving, they would ask and say, "Are you going to church? We think you should go to church," but it wasn't forced upon as it was when you were a child.
Yeah.
So the fact that I grew up in church, it was all well and good. But then I was then let go to go and find that relationship myself.
Same, like, my mom never really forced me. It came to a point where if I didn't go to church, I didn't
go to church.
It's not one of the get dressed and go to church situation.
So I think we'll have the discussion, but we're going next week. Okay, next week, come. I'm not getting out of the bed. Why? I just don't want to go. And it was a thing, you should go to church, you give an opinion. Yeah, but I'm still not going. And it was that kind of thing. Okay, cool. But then now that, I'm going to church. You're going to church. Yeah, that kind of vibe. But
there is a big difference, and obviously the latter one is the best one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Finding your own relationship with God,
finding your
and
because it never feels like a chore.
Exactly, and there's so many different ways, and once you really look into it and you tap into it spiritually, you understand how you do it, and obviously when you read and you get your own interpretation and you start to understand. Because sometimes you're forced with other people's interpretation of how things are supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're forced with their way of thinking, and it's like, but
that's what I mean.
Do you get, like, when if we're really being like truthful here, you're really sugarcoating everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if you sit down and you read the Bible, you really have to go in there with, like, a strong mind, like, understanding mind.
Open-hearted.
Like, you have to go to understanding mind, because if you're reading for face value, like, it's a book,
then,
you're not taking anything in. And you're going to think, how did this even happen? How can this even be possible? It's taking your own message from it. And
I thought it's about having the conversation, because I remember, like, I was reading something, and I just said, I read it, I was like, but it doesn't make sense. And you read it, and you're like, this is what you got from it. And then I was like, oh, I see where you're coming. And then I explained it in a different way, but we both got the same meaning.
Yeah.
And this is why having, like, that godly relationship as well, having that person you can go to. So if you were in church and you read something you couldn't go to, you could just always ask someone. Just be like, and you just get the different perspective, and you'll be quite surprised to see what people interpret from what you've read to what they've read and what they've read. And it's
in life. It's about getting advice from different people and different perspectives from different people, the things you do, because going headstrong at something and saying your way is the only way, more time it doesn't work out too tough. And, you know, having people around you that's going to be able to give you the right advice, whether it is we've got faith or whatever, or just in life, in a relationship, you got an advice. Do you know what I mean? Just something to give is good to be for like-minded people. So if I want to have if I want to ask relationship advice, I'm going to go to someone in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to know some financial advice, I'm going to go to someone
who's got
something.
It's like you want to get a house. Why am I going to come to you?
Who doesn't have a house?
It's not even.
I want to own a house, but you rent. I can't ask you advice.
We're innocent both. No one's going to tell no one that.
That's why I say the church has that, because you want to go and ask. Because I can't lie, when I'm sitting there and Reverend Amy is saying her sermons, I can't tell you I agree with 100% of things she says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thinking,
but there's something you pick up something.
Of course. But I'm like, you know what? I understand what she's saying.
Be like, I get where you're coming from.
100%.
It takes a minute, but when you reflect on it, like, I can see where you're coming from with that. 100%,
100%.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm happy the journey I've had. So happy with the journey I have.
I'm happy with my journey that I'm on. Because it's still a work in progress for me personally. Can't speak for anyone else, but when I
started finding like the peace that came with it.
No, it's
like,
mad.
I mean, the peace that came, it was like, because before I started, I was in a rough little space mentally, but the peace that came was just started thinking of the good things, and you're realizing, even tells you, like, worrying doesn't add an extra day to your life.
Stress over the things you can control. Meaning, for example,
hear me. You don't have to, because you can control
it. I hear it. That's what I said. Stress over the things you can control, and stress over the things you can't. Don't stress over the things you can't control.
You shouldn't need to stress over anything.
No, the reason why I said stress over the things you can control is, for example, people who, when I mean stress, is like, I could be in bed, it's a lazy day, but I've got to go wash the plate. Like, and that's my stress, because it's bothering me and it's been there for a minute. It's not the biggest stress, but it's the thing where if I go up and go wash the plates, it won't stress me or bother me anymore. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, stress over things that are in your control, that you can physically get up and go and change right now, and don't stress over the things that you can't control. I can't stress over the fact that I want more money. That's out of my control. This dumb company can't pay me.
To a certain extent, it's in your control. You must work hard.
Every day, inflation.
But there's people out here making these peaks, so clearly it can be done.
They need to come teach me the ways. I'm not around them enough. That's why.
You have the same 24 hours. You're not using it properly.
God has not put me in their surrounding just yet. When God puts me in their surrounding, I will use the network that has been around me.
Money may say, we will have the same 24 hours. Money May.
Let's finish the episode. Leave Molly May alone. Leave her alone.
You don't use your 24 hours properly, and that's on you.
Not making the amount of money I want to make.
You can't say making money is out of your control. It's all like,
certain point, I'm working harder.
But you're not working harder.
Please, they can't come kill me. I'm working hard as it is, as my job. My job is just times the two. Do you know what it is? They should stop taxing me and I'll be fine.
But then if they don't tax you, you're gonna have to pay for a lot more things.
No, I hear it, because I was speaking to someone as well. I say, tax me for the NHS, because I can't do what the Americans are doing. But tax me for the uni.
But a tax goes for like all public services, like schools. College.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tax me for like,
that's what the
it feels like it's more than that. But anyways, please.
But yeah. But
on that note,
God is good.
All the time. God is good. My voice.
You did too much shouting yesterday. Too much yellow whale of a time. Yeah.
Before, it's a Sunday, guys. We're recording on a Sunday. Before I say anything, we're just going to call it a night. It's a busy weekend for both of us.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a busy weekend for both of us. Bank holiday weekend, and we're enjoying it. And we're loving tight. It because the sun is out. The sun is out a bit and the weather's nice.
Listen, you know what it is? Me and Tiwa said, if whoever knows, we're indoor babes, yeah? We're homebodies. But this, what did you say to someone?
Someone, we outside, baby. I said to someone, I'm my own body.
We even made
a pact with each other.
Who told you you're not homebody?
I'll tell you that after. We made a pact with each other.
Yeah, we even made a pact that we can't not go somewhere.
Like there's consequences for someone that does something within us too. Yeah. Basically.
So if we say no to something without a valid reason.
Yeah. And the valid reason best be you're going to make money.
Because clearly we're not making enough.
On that note.
You wanna say a video again?
What sounds like a sneeze and is made out of leather?
That's the riddle for this.
You know what to do, send in your riddle, put in your answers. I'm going to start doing the riddle things again. I'll start putting out the poll. Putting the poll again. Going to come up with a bit of a twist, make it more lively. I'm going to get into my creative side of things. Yeah, but Don't stop. It's a Sunday. Let's finish wrapping up and finish before it goes. That sounds like a shout. You charging your car?
We can do.
Let's go charge your car and take it. I need to charge my phone as well, so we can do that. And fit. Alright.
It's been your host with the most, Milan, Sophia,
and Tiwa.
Love and guidance.
We are.